Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Latte, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well, running around like a crazy man, getting our prop bets set for the NFL draft that's coming up on Thursday. We're going to be all about the NFL draft starting today at 5:05. Mike Renner, he's the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, is going to join us at 5:05. Local kid. Does a wonderful job. He joined us last year before the draft. So we'll kind of get the all-encompassing, if you will, on this draft from Mike Renner. I've got a question for you on the Bears. And then tomorrow we will have Aaron Lemming from, he covers the Bears. We're going to have a little bit more nitty-gritty reasoning, if you will, on what the Bears will look for as the draft rolls around on Thursday. I think we're going to do a little bit of a mock draft on Thursday. That'll be kind of fun. So we'll do all of that. We've got some great guests planned all week. We're off a little bit early again for Cardinals and Phillies, and that didn't go the way we wanted it last night, Pipes. But before we get to baseball, real quick, I was thinking of this on the way in. They're talking about maybe a quarterback possibly dropping a little bit because you've got so many quarterbacks up there that are being looked at. And we know Trevor Lawrence will be gone. You know that Zach Wilson will be gone. There's a chance probably that Trey Lance could drop. Justin Fields could drop. Mac Jones could drop. There's a chance that those. At what spot? Because the Bears are drafting 20. At what spot would you feel comfortable if one of those three were still there? And I don't think I'm omitting anyone, but if one of those three were there, what spot would you feel comfortable the Bears going up and getting a quarterback?
That's a good question. Me personally, I'd feel comfortable anywhere in the back half of that top 10.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what assets we would technically have to be able to get up to that position. That's the one question. I wouldn't want to. We've been a team that has shipped off a lot of draft picks, especially future picks, to try to make some moves that then haven't panned out. And if the Bears just stink this year and that's the end of Nagy and Pace, I'm okay with that and letting the next guy come in and be the one to make the decision. So, it shocks me that Fields is the one falling.
I agree.
I thought after the way he played in that Clemson game in the semifinal when he was
incredible,
absolutely spectacular, that he was the surefire number two pick behind Lawrence. And it's been Zach Wilson, and I'm fairly shocked that the Niners have essentially nailed it down. If you are buying into all these reports down to Mac Jones or Trey Lance, if Justin Fields is somewhere at 10, I saw a mock draft today on CBS Sports has the Bears trading up to 13 to get Justin Fields.
Okay.
And I would be absolutely thrilled.
I think I saw that. Was that a trade with the Vikings? Which would shock me that another team in the division would do that.
Oh, here, you haven't had a quarterback for how long? Let's help you get a quarterback. Not. I'd have some skepticism there as well. And look, CBS Sports, I'm affiliated with them through 24/7 Sports.
Sure.
Just anybody making mock drafts out there, some of those they know that the Bears fan base, seeing the headline, Bears trade up for Justin Fields.
Click, click, click. Yep.
I was there.
You were one of them. I wasn't doing it for that, but I certainly clicked on the same one and saw that. I agree. And a lot of times, Derek, when you're a team that's in that range where the Bears are, and you don't, are they missing draft picks this year?
I can't remember.
Probably.
Yeah,
based on the way they've approached things here recently.
I don't know how they would have all their drafts but or all their picks, but maybe they do. And, of course, I always go Arizona's way here. I think Arizona's 18. Arizona badly needs a cornerback. However, they also badly need picks. They don't have a 3 or a 4 in this NFL draft. So around that 18 to 20 area, if you feel like you could move back maybe 6 or 7 or 8 spots, still get a first rounder late and pick up, let's say, a 3rd or something like that, then a lot of times you see a team do something like that, although that's pretty high value to get a 3rd out of that. But we'll see. And that's the one thing that it's always interesting going into the draft. There's always about 2 or 3 teams that I target and try to figure out what they're going to do. Atlanta's the perfect example at 4. I have no idea what they're going to do. They owe Matt Ryan so much money. Julio Jones isn't getting any younger. He's still pretty good, but not getting any younger. There's Kyle Pitts probably sitting there, the tight end from Florida, who I think is going to be an unbelievable, the next best tight end in the NFL. And you sit there and you think to yourself, okay, what are you doing if you're Atlanta? Do you trade down and try to stockpile as many picks as you can? Or do you go ahead and go with the sure bet, I think, in a guy like Kyle Pitts? So a team like that, also a team like the Bears, I'm interested in that only because, and it's not because I'm a Bears fan or that we cover the Bears, it's because they still need that stinking quarterback. And they're in a spot at 20 that you're probably not going to get it unless, of course, you make the move to get up and get it. And with, like you said, I don't know what kind of ammunition, if you will, they have to even move up in a draft to get that. So I guess other than a quarterback, what would you feel comfortable with the Bears taking? O-line?
We have a lot of needs.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't that stink when you look and isn't it nice, like the 1 year you actually have a team where you look at it like your favorite team, the 1 year, you just know exactly what they're getting because you know what they need. And then there's other years where you're like, well, we need about 18 different things. So who knows what we're going to take?
Yeah. I feel confident saying it won't be a tight end.
Right.
Now, we took Cole Kmet last year in the first round.
He didn't do bad.
No, he wasn't bad. I don't know that he looks like a first-round caliber tight end.
I'm with you.
And when he was picked, that made for like 6 tight ends on the roster. Now, the rest of them, after signing Jimmy Graham, beyond that, who Jimmy Graham had a decent
really
year, none of those were worth anything.
Mm-mm.
So it won't be a running back. I could see a wide receiver. Now they end up tagging Robinson,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I just don't know long term if the Bears are the answer, if he's even interested in staying in Chicago long term. Anthony Miller is going to be gone. So that could be a position that you look at. And then there's spots on defense. I know that if we would have said this 2 years ago that you'd be looking to defense and trying to address that, there are some concerns defensively, particularly, in my opinion, in the secondary. You could probably use another safety. I wanted safety last year in the first round.
That's right. I remember that. I remember you talking
Grant
about
Delpit.
That. Yep. That's right. You ended up taking a safety, didn't you, in like second or third round? Or is that 2 years ago?
I think we ultimately ended up getting one. Maybe we didn't.
I thought we talked about a safety but for the Bears, but I can't exactly remember what that is. Jason says, how does draft picks affect the cap? Because the Bears have the lowest cap in the entire league by a long shot. It's only like $400,000. I think they always save some room for the draft picks. I know you're allotted so much, I think, for draft picks. But I am not an expert on that, and we could ask Mike Renner when we talk to him at 5:05 on something like that, because I know some teams, I've always, in the past, it's like, okay, they're right on the cap, but yet now they got to sign their other draft picks. And I know I've read this before, but I've forgotten how that works. But I'm almost thinking that you always save a little bit of what you're going to use on your draft picks, and maybe they don't ever kind of count that against what you have in terms of cap space going into a draft. So, but we'll see. I mean, a lot of teams maybe only have 3 or 4 picks.
The Bears, at least this year, I'm seeing here, the only round where they don't have one until the 6th round is the 4th.
Okay.
And we, by the way, have 4 6th round picks, 3 compensatory. So surely 4 6th round picks and a 1-for-1 swap with the Vikings could be enough.
Boom.
No, I kid.
Move up and get your quarterback. Well, we'll see. And of course, we'll ask Mike Renner at 5:05 and we'll get a little bit more nitty gritty with Aaron Lemming. We can even ask him about some of the other teams in that division when we talk to Aaron tomorrow. All right.
But if you told me the Bears had to part ways, now this was me thinking along the lines of I never really bought into the Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But any kind of other quarterback trade, if we got to give up Eddie Jackson, if we got to get up Roquan. We had a good year last year. Yeah. Eddie Jackson did not have a good year.
No.
Kyle Fuller, anybody, like, the future is so handicapped without the answer there. Even if, and if, especially if you're drafting one, you're projecting towards the future. You need to have that. Andy Dalton is not the quarterback of the future.
No.
Or at least he better not. Or I'm, I'm moving on. I don't know why I haven't moved on already.
But. Yeah, Ken, thank you, Ken. The Bears took the corner in the in second round last year, Jalen Johnson. That's who it was.
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. Kyle Fuller's had a pretty good career, hasn't he?
He has. He wasn't great this past year. I don't, and we talked a lot, Trevor and I, about the scheme with Chuck Pagano.
Yeah.
And him playing 9 yards off the ball a lot. The year after, he's an all-pro corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of that is factored into when you get a lot of pressure with Hicks and Mack and what you had going up front, it's a lot easier to play cornerback.
Yes, it is.
But that's what frustrated me. He has not been that same guy or really even close, the 2018 version in the last 2 years.
Okay. Of course, Illinois has a few guys that will be looked at in the draft, notably Kendrick Green on that offensive line, who I believe, if I'm correct, started defensive line at Illinois when he first got here. I don't know that he ever started a game there, but then they shifted him to offensive line, and I think Kendrick Green is a guy that could go in the top three rounds of this draft, which would be great. And of course, if unless they've changed it, it's always the first round on Thursday, the second and third on Friday, and then Saturday is just a free-for-all. Four through six, get her done. That's when you're just kind of, or no, seven, excuse me. That's when you're watching something else, and then you hear this, dun, 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 dun. It's like, hey, the Cardinals picked somebody. I don't know who that dude is, but they got somebody. So that's how the NFL draft works. It was really cool the year I was in Nashville, which I think was 2 years ago. It was with Kyler Murray. And we were just happened to be there for a Buffett concert, and they had the marathon going on. They had another free concert going on, and then they had the NFL draft, oh, by the way, downtown. And you talk about in the COVID days now where you look back at something and it's hard to believe that we were all maxed in together, essentially. That time in Nashville where it seemed like there were 4 million people on a Saturday in downtown Nashville, it was the most crowded I've ever, I think, been in a city, minus Manhattan, which I could not wait to get out of Manhattan. But it was just crazy how crowded it was. But it was pretty cool to kind of see how that NFL, I mean, I know how it works, but to kind of be around that and see some of the crazy fans. I mean, every other fan you passed had a New York Giants jersey, a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, a Cowboys jersey, a Bears, a Titans. And that's the cool thing about the NFL. I've always said you could take 10 of your buddies from Central Illinois in a room, ask them who they root in baseball. The majority will either be Cardinals or Cubs, maybe a Sox, and maybe some other crazy team that for some reason they have attached to, like the Yankees, let's say. But if you ask that same group of 10, their favorite NFL team, you're probably going to have maybe 3 Bears, 2 Packers, and the rest will be just everybody else. And it's always,
all over the
it's
place.
Funny how that is with the NFL, and I don't understand why that is. Why baseball is such a loyal kind of fan base and
territorial.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's almost like family to family. Like my kids had no choice. I told them you can root for any hockey team, any NFL team, any college team, although I would have been upset if they would have not rooted for Illinois, and they both do. But I said, I'm the one providing food for this house, and if you want to eat, you will root for the Cardinals. You will not be a Cubs fan or any other team out there. But I didn't say that about, in fact, I basically went the other way with regards to the Arizona Cardinals. I didn't want to put that on them.
You weren't recommending that.
Right, and Lucas was always more, he loved LaDainian Tomlinson because of the LT, so he was kind of a Chargers guy. Now, I think he now kind of sways back towards the Cardinals just because he knows I'm a Cardinals fan. But Andrew is all about Arizona. I mean, he is twice the fan I am now. And he will text me and be like, why are they cutting this guy? Or why did this guy? I'm like, dude, I don't know. You know more than I do. So it is funny how baseball is just really territorial. And I'd love for everybody out there listening, kind of do that in your mind with your group. Like, what do your group of guys or girls, who do they root for in the NFL compared to who they root for in Major League Baseball? I think you'll find out that it is similar to what how I mentioned it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I could tell you off the top of my head, me and my brother, like friend group, essentially, two Bears fans. My buddy, his family were Bears fans, and yep. then he noticed how bad they stunk, so he decided to be a Bucs fan. My fiance's a Saints fan. Her friend is a Cowboys fan. Another friend's a Packers fan. Like, it's crazy.
It is. It really is. And I mean, it's just something that's pretty cool. Joel Beasley, by the way, today's Mike Renner's birthday. I didn't know that. Thank you, really? Joel. We'll have to. That's nice of him to come on the day of his birthday. And by the way, Kyle Fuller's on the Broncos now. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I'm leaning on you for Bears expertise. That's like Patrick Peterson's on the Vikings now. Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird how there's movement like that, especially with a guy like Patrick Peterson or Kyle Fuller?
I completely forgot about that. Yeah. I'll be honest. At the end of the Bears season,
you
were done. Put them out of my mind.
You and Trevor and Hans, all of you guys were so done with the Chicago Bears.
So sour about them.
I'm with you. And heck, didn't you make the playoffs or almost made the playoffs, right?
We did.
You made the playoffs because the Cardinals had to win. Yeah, it was because of us. So, hey, that's why
it might be because of you that we got Matt Nagy back.
Oh, that's right. Don't throw stones at me. I apologize. We had to start some guy named Chase Shrevener or whatever, and he couldn't throw the ball from here to that stoplight out there. And I'm like, oh, he's a second-string quarterback in the NFL. That's great. All right, so if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. We're going to do some prop bets coming up on that. We'll visit with Mike Renner, the birthday boy, at 5:05 and do some more as we roll along. Again, off early for Cardinals-Phillies. Last night, if I would have told you 4 years ago that I'm going to put a guy at second base with one out, you're down one in the ninth, and you're going to have Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado up 3-4. What percentage, 0 to 100, are you saying that they at least tie the game? 90?
At least 70, right? 75?
Zach Wheeler. I tell you what, the Cardinals this year have been shut down by good pitchers. Don't get me wrong. Max Scherzer shut them down. Aaron Nola shut them down. Zach Wheeler last night shut them down. And that's one thing. And yeah, that happens during a season. But what happens when you make the playoffs? Oh, by the way, you're facing Max Scherzer or Zach Wheeler, even though I don't think the Phillies will be there, or Nola. Who knows?
Or Darvish.
I mean, you have to, on occasion, be able to compete a little bit. And Adam Wainwright was ridiculously good again. Why is he just, when it comes, I mean, he is a pitcher, not a thrower. He absolutely knows how to work counts. He knows when to throw pitches. It's just unbelievable what we're seeing out of Adam Wainwright the last two or three years. And I'll even go back to what you said the 1 year, and I was all aboard with it, that by the end of the season, he'd be our bullpen
coach.
Yeah. And here he is like two or three years later, and arguably, I feel as well as anybody on this staff with him taking the ball and going out and giving you a chance. Yes. Now, I know Flaherty's been incredible. But you hand the ball to Adam Wainwright in that two spot in the playoffs, I feel very comfortable that you're going to have a chance to win a game.
Absolutely. He's been super consistent overall, durable, and it's not just at home, but in particular at home. He's been fairly lights out here the last 2 years. For him to throw, and there's so many times here in baseball, today's baseball, that you baby the pitcher.
Yes.
And Flaherty's up to 87. And you might want to pull him in the sixth or the seventh. Well, you know, throws 107 last night and just throws all nine.
He's good. And his quote going into this season was, I am no longer worried about my arm. If it falls off now, then I'm done. Then I know that it's time for me to retire. That's the way he's approaching this season. And obviously you can do that when you've gone as long as he has and you've thrown as many pitches and you've had this success that Adam Wainwright has in baseball. But he essentially just said, I'm going out. You don't have to baby me. Give me the ball and let me go nine. And it is amazing. I mean, wasn't it last year on his birthday? He threw like a complete game shutout, I think. and the Cardinals won that game. It's unbelievable what Adam Wainwright continues to do for the St. Louis Cardinals. I think it's
unfortunate he's 0-3 now.
Well, yeah.
After last night.
Yeah, that is kind of a unfortunate, but certainly the last two starts have been really good for him. On the text line, Big Def said, by the way, our text line sponsored by the U of I Illini Link. So we appreciate our new sponsorship with the Illini Link. Big Def says, my son Luke's 21 months old. I'm going to see how ownership goes after Reinsdorf kicks it for me to allow him to grow up sharing my White Sox fandom. We live outside Philly. His wife is a Phillies fan. That would be interesting. So thanks for the listen.
Good time to be getting in on the White Sox, though.
Yes. Yeah, I think Luke's going to be all about the White Sox.
With that.
I totally agree with that 100%. All right, fresh off the presses, Trevor just handed us NFL Draft Prop Bets 2021. We're going to attack this next. Now, you do not want to follow me when it comes to betting because I had my most horrific night ever last night. And I told you guys going into it, I don't want to do this because I've hit it three nights in a row. I got lucky on a big bet. And I said, eventually that's going to end. But I thought, all right, Vince Dunn, Colton Parayko, both out for the Blues. And I told you guys off the air, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm rooting against the Blues tonight. And I put some big money on Colorado to beat the Blues. And I had to go run an errand after the show. And on my way home, when I got in the car, I looked at the text and St. Louis was up 4-1. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I lost pretty bad. And then I just thought, you know what? I'm going to save myself and put a big bet on the Cardinals. Well, that didn't turn out either. So not a good night for Lon. But you know what? I'm all about having some fun with some NFL prop bets. I don't think I've ever done a draft prop bet. So I'm looking forward to this as we do it. It could be fun. All right. Mike Renner again at 505. A lot of you have weighed in. If you want to do that on the U of I Illini Link text line, 359-2255. Find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5. I'm at Lon Tay, ESPN. See you.
I'm at DPiper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevieJay.com, stevieJay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
It is The Drive.
What are you getting mom for Mother's Day? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. The vaccine rollout continues in Champaign-Urbana. Campus Town Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Go to campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. Dr. Tom Plur and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. Vaccines for anyone over 16 now available at Campus Town Urgent Care, located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your vaccine appointment.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford, helping with a 50-plus weight loss. And with the weather getting nicer and people getting outside and feeling more active, but maybe you don't have the energy because of your weight. After starting with Profile, I've got more energy. My body feels a lot better on getting that movement in. Profile by Sanford can help you with the meals and snacks and to keep you on that healthy path for a lifetime. Go to profileplan.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, this hour of The Drive is brought to you by Rector Construction. Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, and remodeling company in Central Illinois. And with the weather getting warmer, it's pretty darn hot today.
Yeah, it was. Felt good.
Did feel good.
It felt good.
It's time to think about your roof. This is the year to have your roof inspected, maybe even replaced. And you can trust the team at Rector to get that done for you. Their key mission is giving back to the community. Call or text Rector today, 217-281-7000, or visit them online at rectorconstruction.com. That's 281-7000, or online at rectorconstruction.com.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Getting his mic ready in the other room. He's going to join us for this segment. We're going to do a little NFL draft prop bet segment. You can always weigh in, 217-359-2255. That's a little Doug Altenberger, Sean Pruitt on the U of I Illini Link text line, or you can call us on that number on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. So give us a call or a text. If you would like, again, 359-2255. What's up, Trevor?
How's it going?
Good. Did the Cubs win last night?
No.
Oh, that's right.
They got down 4-0, and Bryant hit a grand slam to tie it.
That's what I saw.
And they got down 5-4, and Contreras hit a home run to tie it.
Like
then
the longest one since Aramis Ramirez?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Some of those, you look at them, and it said it went 496, and I'm like, did it? It landed in like the fourth row. I'm not really sure. And then Freeman hit a 3-run home run to put him up 8-5. Cubs came back, made it 8-7, but
good
couldn't.
Lord.
Couldn't. So they were playing catch up all night.
Okay.
Could have been 8-0. They made it 8-7. So
well,
props to them. I don't know.
Those kind of roller coaster games, then you lose. You're just like, really?
That's what I just told you. We sat in here on Friday. They'd won 4 in a row. I said, we could be in here next week, and they could have lost 4 in a row. And now they're on a 3-game losing streak after a 4-game winning streak.
I think we should be used to this with our teams, I think. But we just don't want to believe it is the problem.
I thought Arenado got that one.
I did, too.
And maybe you guys talked about it. I missed it.
We didn't talk about that, but I agree with you.
Because I tuned into the end of that game just to see. And at first instance off the bat, I thought he hit a home run. Mm. I think he did too.
Yes. I wonder, it was such a windy day, and I don't know if it was that windy in St. Louis or how the wind was playing, because I'm with you, and we have all watched enough baseball that normally off the bat, you've got a pretty good idea, especially when they're on your home field, right? Like if a game's at Wrigley and somebody for either team hits one, a lot of times you probably understand whether it's going or not. And most of the time, you know, especially at Wrigley, if the wind's blowing in or out, because it makes such a big deal. That's not as big of a deal in St. Louis due to, I guess, the Mississippi not generating quite the wind that Lake Michigan does. But, you know, in St. Louis, I kind of have an idea when a guy hits it, whether he's with the Cardinals or with another team, you can almost feel like, yep, that one's gone. And when Nolan hit that, I thought the same thing. I'm like, man, I think that's gone. I think he just hit it so high that I wonder if the wind maybe kind of played its role and blew it back in or something. But, yeah, it ended up not even getting to the warning track. I think, if I'm correct, he caught it right before the warning track. So that makes me think possibly something like that happened. So, yeah, again, Cardinals, Cubs both lose. NFL draft this Thursday. Let's go. We're going to do a little draft prop bets. Trevor, I'll let you take it away, my friend.
ESPN has been covering this for a month and a half. We're going to start covering it today. You'd think baseball didn't exist.
In between NBA talk, they talked the NFL draft? I guess I'm not listening those hours of the day, I guess.
I heard it because I work here, obviously, and I hear it all day. The day after Musgrove, the San Diego kid threw the first ever no-hitter for San Diego. Expecting them to mention it at some point, but silly me for thinking that.
Yes.
This was like 3 weeks ago. Where's Justin Fields going? And I'm like, that's 4.5 weeks from now. Can you just like.
It is weird. I mean, I get it with hockey, why they don't talk hockey, because, you know, 90% of the world is going to shut the.
Well, and they don't have the rights either.
Yeah, right.
But they at least pretend with baseball with this horrible Sunday night broadcast they put together.
It is crazy. It's crazy, but it is what it is.
Better not say too much since we're an affiliate.
Well, I always wonder that, but you know what? It is what it is. They got to do better.
Anyways.
Okay.
Prop bets. Did the music go away already?
It did. And it worked out perfectly to where we stopped talking about that possible scenario, essentially. So here's what I'll do. I'll get you another. Whoa!
It's a modified Trev's ticket for the NFL draft.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with some positional totals, if you will.
Okay.
You guys tell me which side you're on. Offensive players drafted in the first round, the over-under is at 18.5, and it's even both ways.
You know, the NFL is so much about offense now. I could understand this being over. And, of course, so many quarterbacks, and there's so many wide receivers in this draft. And, of course, offensive linemen as well. I mean, those are three of probably the most important things you're going to get in this year's draft. So I'm going to go over on that because it almost like a running back, you just on occasion see an edge rusher or a linebacker. And, of course, some cornerbacks. There are some good cornerbacks that I think will go in the middle of the round. But I'll go ahead and go over on the offensive players.
It's a good number as far as the book setting it. It has risen. I think I saw it 17.5 at one point. Maybe that was last week.
Okay.
19, based on some of the reading and research I've done, seems to be kind of that number where you have five quarterbacks, probably five wide receivers.
Okay.
Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith. Bateman's probably going first round.
That's right. Quick.
And then either Rondale Moore or Kadarius Toney from Florida. One running back, you can probably guarantee that. Tight end and Kyle Pitts.
Oh, yeah.
And can you slot in six offensive linemen? Five seems to be.
That seems about right.
There's got to be five offensive linemen in every first round of every draft.
I think so.
If I had to pick, I'd say over.
Okay.
But it'll be close.
It's a good breakdown.
Quarterbacks drafted in the first round. The number is 5.5.
Heavily juiced.
Yes.
Heavily juiced.
Over at +430, under at -650.
Okay. So you have Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson in no particular order, Mac Jones,
Trey Lance
is another one going to fall into the first round.
Outside of that, there's Kellen Mond from A&M, Kyle Trask from Florida. I don't see either one of those.
Okay.
Neither of those guys are jumping into the first round.
So we'll go under.
We will go under.
I mean, I don't want to bet that.
No. No, I wouldn't bet that
either. -650, you're either getting it wrong or making 6 cents, so congratulations.
Good call.
The only way I could possibly be convinced into the over just on the value is if there's another desperate team that just like desperately needs a quarterback and they think it's worth in the late first round getting a guy to groom behind. Like if Tampa at 32 for some reason thinks, well, I don't know why they would because Brady's probably going to play another 10 years.
Exactly.
But I will side with you guys on
that's
that.
That's a good call, though, on that kind of a team.
I think a guy like Kyle Trask, I saw on DraftKings his over-under is like 72.5. So that's early third round. Mm. Maybe a team that has a need at quarterback that doesn't get one of those top five guys pulls the trigger a little bit earlier, whether it be late second or early third.
Okay. Isn't that amazing that you think of a guy like Kyle Trask, and I didn't watch enough of him, but the way he's looked at, like you just said, in the third round, then obviously he's not going to be that good in the NFL, right? He's going to be Colt McCoy. Although if he could play 10 years like Colt McCoy or whatever has, then you've had a pretty good career. But then you start thinking about these guys, Russell Wilson. Was he fourth round? third.
At least
round.
Third. I think I had it in my head third.
He was like third.
Dak was fourth, I think.
Fourth is who, that's who I'm thinking of, Dak Prescott. And, of course, we all know Tom Brady in the sixth or seventh or whatever round he went.
Dak, to me, is the example of like.
That's perfect.
I mean, he literally was uninspiring Mississippi State quarterback. I would have bet you anything that that guy would not translate to an elite NFL. At least Russell,
unreal.
You know, transferred to Wisconsin, had a Rose Bowl season, was mobile. Dak was like, I mean, literally just a guy. And, I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but I would not have guessed that that was going to happen.
And last year before he got hurt, he was on pay. He was putting up numbers that were ridiculous. For the Cowboys.
And he had to because
the
defense was horrendous.
Well, when your defense lets the other team score really fast, then you can do that.
Okay, running backs. It's a high total, guys. Over under half. The over is the favorite at minus 360, the under at plus 250.
Don't you feel bad for running backs anymore? They're just so like. But there again, you look at Saquon Barkley, who was a guy you had to draft. And now what? He's played 3 years and he's been hurt two, including, I mean, this last year. No, was it 2 years ago that he? Why do I always get years?
This might have been his fourth year.
Is it fourth? Okay.
But this year he got hurt against the Bears, right? In game two, he tore his ACL.
That's right.
That's it. So this year was the year he was off. It was out all year.
But then there was like an oblique or something before that.
I had him in fantasy the year before that. Not fun.
No Todd Gurley for
now,
him.
No, this past year was his third year. Lon had it right.
Okay.
Great as a rookie.
Yeah.
Second year, injury plagued. And then last year played two games.
Wow. So you see, and I know that can happen to a tight end. It can happen to an offensive lineman. But it just seems like that's kind of the reason why you don't take a running back unless they're just crazy good. I'll go under here. And I think it'll be that ETN or whatever. Is that how you say his name? I'll go with him.
Travis Etienne.
Is his brother the kid that Illinois like recruited in basketball?
No. Over's the play here. There will be a running back, whether it be Etienne or Najee Harris.
I'm sorry. Yeah, since it's 0.5. In other words, I think there'll only be one running back taken. So I've got to go over. My fault.
You're good. Etienne might be one you'd be willing to bet because right now his projection is early second round.
Okay.
So if you think which I think he could slide into that first round, it will probably be a choice for a team like Pittsburgh's had buzz of looking at a running back. Will they take Harris or Etienne? One of those seems like they go in the first round.
Whoever they take will be good.
Okay, wide receivers. The over-under is 4.5. Over at minus 350. The under at plus 250.
I mean, I got to go over here. I think there's going to be a run of wide receivers. You just ripped off five of them. I'm going over.
It's definitely an over.
Chase is one, right, out of LSU?
Chase out of LSU, Waddle out of Alabama, Devontae Smith out of Alabama.
Waddle's the one that was hurt in that championship game, played a little bit.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever watched him when he's fully healthy. I assume he's really good. And then Devontae Smith, who had like 98 catches for 10,000 yards in the title game. I'm like, nobody can stay within 20 yards of him. He's just so small.
He's so small, but he's super quick.
Ooh.
Bateman's going to go first round. Will Rondale Moore still go? I don't know.
Boy, I haven't heard a lot about him. How about the kid out of Minnesota?
Bateman.
Oh, that's Bateman. I'm sorry. Yeah, Rashad.
But Tony out of Florida has gotten...
Okay.
One mock I've seen have the Bears getting him at 20.
Woo! I'll go over on this.
Over.
Okay.
Okay, for tight ends, the number is 1.5. This is basically, will someone other than Kyle Pitts be drafted in the first round? Yes, at plus 420. No, at minus 650.
As most of you listeners know, I don't really know sports that well anymore. I don't really study it as much as I should to come on and do a show for 2 hours. But I do, when I look at mock drafts, I do kind of get an idea of this. But I don't think I've seen another tight end in any of the mock drafts I've looked at the first round besides Kyle Pitts. Unless I'm so in love with that dude. Man, I'm telling you what. If you were a team that was close, I would give up almost quarterback type trade value to go up and get Kyle Pitts. I mean, if you could tell me that you're going to get the next Rob Gronkowski or you're going to get the next Travis Kelce.
George Kittle.
I would almost value Kyle Pitts as much as I value one of these quarterbacks in this draft.
I'm with you. I completely agree. I placed a bet on Pitts to go top five, which okay. now it was 150, but now it's at least minus 200. So that's paying for some juice there. But outside of him, no. I don't see anybody else as a tight end going in the first round.
Anybody from Notre Dame that the Cardinals or Bears?
I was going to say Bears. You did, but no.
Okay.
All right, now we're moving on to the first running back drafted. Najee Harris at minus 230. Travis Etienne, the slight underdog at plus 185.
This is only because I was in a hotel room in Florida getting ready to head to the pool, and ESPN or College Game Day, one of the two, had a story. I guess that's both the same. Had a story on Travis Etienne, and I watched it, and I thought, man, this kid's really good. So because of that, that's how I base my things. I'm going to say Etienne gets drafted. He'll be the first one drafted. Not gets drafted. He's obviously going to be drafted, but he'll be the first running back over Najee Harris.
I appreciate your unconventional rationale.
You'll have every stat in the book, every stat under the sun, and I basically, as I was changing into my bathing suit in a hotel in Florida and saw a story on Travis Etienne, done. So I'm going to make a bet on him there and lose money.
That's the way to go. I think that's a decent price on Etienne to get nearly two to one on a guy that could very much go in the first round. I've read a decent amount about Harris and Pittsburgh being linked, so
okay.
I'd lean Harris, but I think if you're going to make this bet, take ETN at the better price.
Okay. I was going to say you get the better price there. Hold on. All right.
Okay, this one, I'm not sure why it's even, I shouldn't have included it, but first wide receiver drafted, Ja'Marr Chase, the heavy, heavy, heavy favorite of minus 950. Jalen Waddle at 8-1, Devontae Smith at 9-1.
The only reason this would change from Chase is if somebody fell in love with Devontae Smith in that title game. But let's be honest, these pro scouts and guys that make these decisions are not like me and have only seen him play one time, essentially. So they're not going to watch one game and say, oh my gosh, who's this dude? It's Chase.
It is Chase. I do think Smith's lack of size. Now, he won the Heisman, so he had a great resume throughout all of last season. But not all of us can afford, like Lon, who can throw 950 to win 100. But I'm sure Lon can on Ja'Marr Chase.
I wish. Hey, real quick before we take a break, where would Smith be perfect at? How about Green Bay?
Oh, don't do that to me.
Oh. Derek's like, don't you. I mean, I'm thinking you need a big arm quarterback that can throw it under him. Because he's going to just be like, gone.
Right.
You got to get somebody that's going to be able to get it to him. Man, I tell you what, I'm going to follow him in the NFL. I want to see his trajectory in the NFL. For as small and skinny as he is, I'm anxious to see how good he can become. Because he is so fast, you can't cover him. I don't think.
CBS right now has him 11 to the Giants.
Okay. Jones drops back. Right. He's got up. Oh, Smith is wide open at the 40, and Jones throws it to the 40 of the other. Now, come on. Don't pair him with Daniel Jones.
If Chase goes before the Dolphins pick, the Dolphins could have some interest.
That'd be cool. Can Tua get it to him? See, I think it'd be a waste there with Tua as well.
But he might be a guy you throw it near the line of scrimmage.
Just let him go.
And let him make somebody miss.
Kind of like Tyreek.
Guys.
That's a good move. Tyreek's just so strong. I mean, he's physically
built. Those touchdowns he caught in the championship game were
like
behind the line of scrimmage throws, like jet sweep throws to the flat, and then...
I don't know how much I'm doing that with him in the NFL, though, because one hit
crushed.
And he'd be done. All right, back to go through some more NFL draft prop bets. After this, it is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Bring Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, filling off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Nikki Marini, doctor of physical therapy at the Mettler Center. Are you struggling with poor balance or a fear of falling? Physical therapy can help pinpoint the source of your balance difficulties. Often we can prescribe targeted exercises that will help reduce your risk of falling. Don't live in fear. Come see us in the clinic so we can help. Don't let all or nothing thinking sabotage your health goals. Any amount of movement or exercise is better than none. Set reachable goals that allow you to remain consistent. A little bit of movement on a regular basis can add up to a big difference in the long run. Please visit MettlerCenter.com for more details.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
The COVID-19 pandemic has shined a spotlight on the inequities that so many children and families face every day, especially those living in communities left under-resourced by decades of historical and institutional racism. The path towards a better future won't be easy, but we know it begins with equitable access to quality learning programs. And it starts with you. Learn how you can help at startearly.org.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's lowest prices of the season are here. For a limited time, get your choice of comfort on select Ashley Sleep and Sealy mattresses starting at just $299. Or get 0% interest for 72 months on Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest black mattresses starting at $24 per month. Plus, get up to $300 in Ashley cash or receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card. Only at the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in North America, Ashley Home Store. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign. This is home.
If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
It was Georgie. Forgot we had done that with Georgie. That's awesome. All right. The Drive, Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise as well. Trevor? Let's get at it.
All right, back into it. Justin Fields' draft position. Interesting number. He's sort of the hot button topic right,
right
now.
Right, right, right.
8.5. The over at plus 160. The under at minus 198.
I'm with Derek on this, man. I thought after that title game that he would be at worst top three. And now all of a sudden, I mean, is this like a Cardale Jones kind of issue where, like, who's the other Ohio State quarterback that's not performing in the NFL? Or did I say it?
Braxton?
Maybe it's Braxton, yeah.
I mean, every hasn't, pretty much.
I was going to say, I mean, and is that what's hurting him? I don't understand, but...
Jones was like their third guy because there were two injuries that then put him in this situation to play the title game, where Fields has had two full years.
Yeah.
Ohio State of being pretty spectacular.
I tell you what, I don't know. I'd probably take under here and just take a chance that somebody gets desperate and goes up for a quarterback. So I'll go under 8.5.
I'm shaking my head at the fact that he could drop further than that. Now I'll hope for it.
Yeah.
With the odd chance that the Bears could be the ones to trade up.
Woo.
198's not a great price. But man, I'd have to believe that he could go before that. Because you look at, if he's not going to go top three, the Falcons, if they don't take him at 4, the Bengals aren't taking him at 5.
No, no.
The Dolphins could trade out of 6. The Lions could trade out of 7. Panthers at 8. Denver is sitting there at 9 and is going to want to probably trade up and get a quarterback. Now, is it going to be Fields? Could be Trey Lance, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd take under.
It is crazy.
And that's a good point about this isn't, is a quarterback going 8.5? It's specifically Fields.
That guy. Yeah.
So you could even pick over 8.5, assuming Denver might want him. But then what if he goes and it's Lance that they get, and so you're not hitting him?
Yep. Then you're not hitting.
Mac Jones draft position. Another one in, sort of in reverse of Fields, where we thought there's no way we'd be here.
No.
A few months ago. It's 3.5. A few months ago, a mock draft had him like 40-something.
It.
Over is plus 205, 2-1, under minus 260.
Why do I feel like Kyle Shanahan has either fooled everybody? It's shocking they would trade all of that to move up to get Mac Jones. But if Kyle Shanahan thinks that's the best guy to run his offense, I tell you what, as an Arizona Cardinals fan, and I'm not saying Mac Jones isn't good, but the fact that I already have to face Russell Wilson, I'm fine with not having to face Justin Fields and chase him all over the field. So if they want to go Mac Jones there, I feel better about it. So I'll say under because I think he'll go 3.
There's been reports that Shanahan wants, now they could be throwing out smoke screens and all this stuff,
which
you could fully believe. Shanahan wants Jones and their scouting department wants Lance.
Ooh.
Now I would just fully assume that the head coach is going to win that battle.
Yep.
But his upside, in my opinion, is capped, where you're getting a higher floor and a guy that can help you more right away. Great accuracy, but you mentioned Ohio State products. Like, what about guys out of Alabama? I know Tua's still got time to prove that, but like an A.J. McCarron or those that have played with the best talent in the country.
Yep.
I would just have some reservations there.
Joe Namath. He was Bama. Does McCarron still date the one girl? That's all I want to know about McCarron. Like, I don't care how many years
he played. Married with like a kid.
Oh, are they really? Okay, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, I just wondered that. All right, we got time for like one more.
Christian Ponder held on to Sam Ponder, so even though it doesn't work out in the NFL, you could still.
Her name is Kathy McCarron now.
Let's do the Kathy McCarron.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm happy for those two.
Okay.
I truly am. Let's do that position of the Bears pick.
Okay. Position that the Bears will draft. The favorite is offensive lineman at plus 180. Then it's wide receiver at plus 275. Then it's cornerback at plus 325. And then 4-1 is quarterback.
Ooh.
It's calling my name.
Oh. I mean, if they have a chance, they're going to try to do everything they can to get that quarterback, right? I'm going to go wide receiver here. I think they go wide receiver for a lot of what you said. Allen Robinson, probably his last year will be this year.
The only guy you feel good about right now is Darnell Mooney. We had a good rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as wide receiver.
I'll go wide receiver and then shut up and let you Bears fans give your prediction.
If you want to put your hopes and dreams and your wallet together, which may not be the smartest thing to do, because you'll be doubly bummed out when it doesn't happen, then go with quarterback. But you have a GM who's coaching for his job, or not coaching, trying to keep his job. A coach is trying to keep his job.
Yep.
You would think they'd want to get aggressive and make a move that may even buy them some hope. So quarterback for plus 400, if Fields is going to fall this far, why not?
Do it. Okay.
A little sprinkle, nothing too serious.
I like it. Trevor, real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'm going quarterback.
Okay.
For both the value, the wallet, the heart, the fandom, all that.
What are you going to put, like 20 on that one?
No.
Oh, 10?
No.
5?
I'm going to put a dollar on Zach Wilson to be drafted first.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence is like minus 5 billion.
That's classic. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, the guy, the expert, Mike Renner, we'll talk to him about this draft next. It is the drive.